My name's Kizzy. I think I'm 9. I live with our Ma, Pa, my brother Sid, the twins, and our horse Eddie. We carry freight from London to Oxford on our boat that we live on. She's called Violet Grace. Sometimes we carry food, sometimes wood, sometimes coal. Ma says that she'd rather never haul coal and be poorer because of the state it makes the boat, Pa, and us. When we're in Oxford, we meet up with Nan and Grandpop and their horse Kenny. They tell us stories round the fire about when Ma was a little girl, before the canals were made, and how the whole family would travel the land living in wagons and tents, picking fruit and selling pegs and heather. I think it must have been a long time ago, because Ma's got us now and seems a lot bigger than a little girl. I like to stop in Oxford on our way back to London. The city's towers shine like gold. A magic corner is always waiting. Just in between the canal and the big river back to London, the meadow's huge and green, and Eddie and Kenny plod about eating all the grass that they can, nodding and passing the time with the local horses what graze here too. Gran says that the magic corner is a special place, set aside for boaters and travellers in the ancient statutes of Oxford. Are statutes like statues? Never moving? Dunno. The magic corner feels like it's been here forever. Nan walks round gathering hawthorn leaves and flowers. She calls them bread and cheese, some to eat and some to brew tea. Grandpop has gathered the wood and him and Pa build a fire till it's crackling and warm. Ma sticks the kittle on the kittle iron and I start carting water from the mill stream to quench the horses and start filling up the bath. Sid hates baths. I wish I could stay dirty forever, he yells. Ma grabs him as he runs past and clips him one on the ear. You'll get clean and washed or no supper for you, Billy Blue Bottom. She smiles, but he knows that she means it. Firm but fair, our Ma. You just have to do what she says because you know that she's right. I think she got it from our Nan. Nan knows all of the names of all of the trees and herbs on Magic Corner. And she knows which ones to eat when your tummy aches, which ones to drink when your throat is sore, and which ones to give Grandpop to put in his pipe. She can even fix Eddie when he's got a sore leg with mixes of green stuff slathered all over and held in place with big leaves and string. She's always telling me stories of the flowers and showing me what they do and what they look like through the seasons so I can remember what they do too and one day tend my own chidders, horse and man. When I get grey hair, I'll know everything like our Nan does. There's 3 boats and 3 wagons together for tonight. And I can see all the mums and the kids getting stuff ready to join in with bath night. The tin bath is carried by Grandpop and Nan, and it's the grandest bath I have ever seen. It's got handles to hang it on the wagon and to make it easy to move away from the fire pit. It's long enough for Ma to lay down in, and it fits Sid and the twins in all at once. Me, Sid, and 2 other kids, Lizzie and Fred, fill our pails with clear water and empty them in the bath till it's full. Pa's made sure the fire pit's deep enough and set a fire that's blazing hot enough to heat the bath with all its water in. Pa and Grandpop carry the bath and plonk it over the fire. It's my job to keep feeding the fire with twigs and sticks till the water's hot. Ma's cooking griddle cakes in the big iron pan. Borage fritters too. She slips me one because I'm doing such a good job keeping the fire in, but warns the rest are for the hodgepodge stew. Gran brings over some lavender and rosemary tops, rose petals and violet flowers to put in the bath. The scented steam rises and makes me think of angels and fairies, queens and kings. I close my eyes and dream of dragons. I love the wide open spaces of the meadow. I love to run and run across it until my heart is beating hard in my chest and my legs feel wobbly. I sit feeding the magic corner fire and I think of all the families that stop here and have stopped here. Nan says that the Garner family, that's us, is one of the oldest known families in England, and that they've been walking the land for over 300 years, since 1500. Us kids, Ma and Pa, do the journey from London to Oxford, Oxford to London, every 2 weeks. That's two times a month, 24 times a year. I try to times 24 by 300 years, but my brain's too full of sticks and roses and violets. I reckon that my answer is that people have had a bath and done their laundry at Magic Corner a lot. What's more than lots? A sky full of stars. What's more than a sky full of stars? Hairs on a horse. So a horse full of bowls of stew made from the hedgepodge, deer and rabbit. What's more than that? A sky times a horse. More than blades of grass on the meadow. A meadow full of pipes smoked with the raspberry leaves and elderflowers. A meadow full of cups of tea from the herbs growing all around. Nan says it's a special place, a sweet succour. I call it Magic Corner because I can see the fairies playing in the sparks of the fire, and I can smell the rosemary, sage, rose and violet in the bath tickling my nose and reminding me of lives I have never lived but are still carried on by me, my family and all the other travellers through Oxford. I call Pa and tell him that the water's steaming. He and Grandpop come and lift it off the fire hole, and I get to work making the fire bigger and warming the cauldron of water for the hot top-up. Once we get the water boiling and steaming, we can keep the bath going all night, topping up and changing the water, making sure that the whole family is clean for our journey back to London. The small kids, the twins and our Sid all go together and splash about while Ma and Lily Todd wash and scrub and comb them. I sit stoking the fire and listening to Grandpop's fiddle as the smoke and the smells roll over me. Kizzy, wake up, it's your turn. Sid boots me off my seat and back into the physical world. I'm glad I haven't been gone too long. The fire's still good and the top-up water's hot. Before I know it, I'm in the hot flower-scented water, watching the stars in the sky dancing with the smoke from the fires to the tune of Grandpop's fiddle and Pa's penny whistle. Nan brings me some tea made with the lemon balm and daisies to warm, cheer and calm you, child, she says with a smile in her eyes. I drink, bathe, hum, sing and scrub with the soap water and rosemary till I feel like I'm glowing all over. Ma comes and rinses my hair with the nettle tea she's brewed. Fair makes your hair sparkle, our kids, she says. She helps me out and wraps me in the big, multicoloured crochet blanket Gran made. And I go and sit myself by the main fire, happy and clean. Nan brings me some stew in my favourite bowl that I know Grandpop made, and I eat with one of our Pa's spoons that he used to sell before we started boating. Ma sings about Scarborough Fair and Matty Groves. The babies are smiling and the men are smoking. I look at the people gathered here on Magic Corner and I think surely we must be the happiest, luckiest people in all of the world. No wonder Magic Corner is set aside for the travellers, because they know, love and keep carefully the land and all the beautiful treasures that she offers us. I hear the names of the herbs and the trees in my head and all of the ways that they work combine into a song that I hum to myself. Rosemary, sage, hawthorn, oak, rose hips, lemon balm, raspberries to smoke, daisies for smiling, dandelions to heal, mullein for coughing, borage to seal, elder, rue and foxglove, soapwort, parsley, catmint, rocket, strawberries, artichokes, lavender, clary sage, mint. St John's wort, horseradish, wormwood. Dock sorrel, dead nettle, rose. Their scents mix and fill my pillow. Herbs of magic corner. Healing, helping life. Assist me as I grow and learn from child to woman to wife. The song swims around my head. The plants and their leaves mixing with the smoke, the fairies and the stars. I make a wish as a star falls. Let this place be blessed, loved and appreciated forever. The beginning.